Kelly Graves, what a whirlwind. Big one. How you guys all doing today?
Well, it's over. You know, as coaches, you move on. That's the good thing and the bad thing about sports. You know, if you have a bad game, hey, you shake it off. You got to play 2 days later. Same thing with the wins. You know, they were nice when they happen. You enjoy them briefly, and then guess what? It's on to the next one. So today's been all about Washington Huskies.
I want to get to two things, because once folks knew you were coming on, I got peppered. So let's big house at the game yesterday. Niara driving hard to the bucket. Maddie Shear rolled onto her knee. We know it was encouraging that she got back to the bench with her knee iced. But now, what's the diagnosis or prognosis on Sabali?
Yeah, well, she's been looked at. I think it's relatively good news. There was definitely a little bit of damage there. I don't know how long it's going to be. But there's, you know, it could be a day. You know, I think a good portion of when you've done your knee twice, as she has, you know, two ACLs,
right?
You also become a little gun shy. And so when something isn't exactly just right and you might have, you know, kind of tweaked it a little bit or it got hit, your first reaction is to the negative. I think actually it's good news. So I think she's going to be fine. And you know, we'll see if it keeps her out a game or so, but it certainly isn't anything long term.
Woof. And that's good to hear.
Yeah, it was funny, you know, that there were 10,000 or almost 10,000 people there yesterday, and it got loud a lot of times, but boy, when she was on the ground, that's as quiet as you'll ever hear 10,000 people.
No, and it's an attention grabber when it gets that quiet. I'll tell you that much.
It is. So everybody can take a deep breath, and she's going to be fine.
So after Saturday, Indy Rogers, the game winner, I didn't catch the post game because I flipped right to the football game. Then I'm reading on ESPN. I know you've answered the questions. What exactly, if anything worthwhile, happened with Coach Barnes? I know she was frustrated. Her team blew a 17-point lead. What could you tell us of your angle of the aftermath of that game?
Well, I think it was just two competitive people in our case and two competitive teams. You know, the honest truth is I'm not exactly sure. I think a lot of it's kind of been blown up and blown out of proportion. I didn't see what happened after the game. It came to my attention later on, and then I think Coach Adia, you know, had gotten on social media and apologized. I guess for a gesture that maybe people had seen, but there's some give and take between coaches, you know, during the battle. But I don't think either of us ever crossed any kind of line. So. You know, the honest truth is, I don't know. I think it's been one of those things that has gotten to be a bigger deal with the attention it's gotten, you know, after the fact. You know, fans kind of start getting involved in opining and on and on and on. But, and then I think, you know, some of her frustrations came out, I think, in her post game with referees. And, it's just it's a tough game. Hey, listen, I've been there. You know, I've won a lot of games as a coach, and I've lost a lot of games. And, you know, some of them are really hard to take, and we all do things that maybe we, you know, wish we didn't, you know, we regret. But I think, you know, it's now just between the two of us, and we'll work it out if it's something needs to be worked out. But I think it was just a gamesmanship on both sides.
By the way, you're telling me with the media, social media, fans, an emotional game, something can get blown out of proportion? No.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sounds crazy to think that. But, you know, and let's face it, we have the two most avid fan bases, certainly in the Pac-12 and among the two best in the country. So it's going to happen. You know, it happened over recruiting battles this summer, too. Because we were in on a lot of players, they were. So, yeah, I love it. I think it's good for the game. I don't think my welcome in Tucson's going to be very warm. But, I don't think, you know, either of us, listen, we're competitive people, so we'll all move on from it.
We'll see you February 4th. I'm talking hoops with Coach Graves. You know, all the times we've spoken over these 8 years, I don't know if we've ever talked about Pat Summitt. I mean, yesterday, obviously, ESPN was honoring her, and I did my homework. I went back. You played Tennessee at a neutral site with Gonzaga. You went to Knoxville, and they came to Spokane, including, you know, that great team with Candace Parker. Just kind of curious your thoughts about those games and just what she will eternally mean to this game.
Well, I think she's synonymous with our game. I mean, you can't write the history of college women's basketball, mainly college basketball, period, without including her. Always one of my favorites. I just found her to be, she's so competitive, number one. I mean, she loved her players. She loved the game. I've gotten to know several of her former players over the years, either coached with them or just gotten to know them, and they just love her. I had a run-in one time, not a run-in, an experience with her one time when we were in the Virgin Islands. That's that neutral site game you speak of. And we were in the Virgin Islands, and we were at the Marriott, and we had the late game. And I remember we get back to the hotel. There aren't a lot of eating places, and those that you do have, they kind of close down early. And I went down to the hotel lobby to see if anything was open, and there was nothing open. And she happened to hear me talking to the concierge or whatever, and she said, "Hey Kelly, I got a pizza right here. Why don't you come with me? We'll go have pizza." So I did. You know, went up. We had pizza together and had a chance to really talk to her and get to know her, and it was wonderful. And so, you know, she was always very nice to me, and I certainly looked up to her. So yeah, she was a great one. And the reason the home and home came about is I had Jamie Bjorklund played for me at Gonzaga, and Angie Bjorklund, Jamie's sister, played for Tennessee. And so we did a home and home, and it was great. It was, I think, our first sellout at Gonzaga.
Nice. And of course, back to the action, because I don't care what it is, the highest level of sport, there can be a letdown after an emotional game. And out of the gate, of course, the Huskies jump to a 10-0 lead, and You're just not that timeout guy. You trust your team. You had the couple of threes. I think it was Parrish and Niara. What about your team just not losing their cool and then all of a sudden just kicking it into high gear?
Well, I think you use timeouts, you know, to maybe stop a run, or you're just not doing something that you want them to do. I didn't see anything egregious other than maybe we were taking quick shots. I mean, the shots were okay. And defensively, we were just kind of rocked on our heels for a second. But you got to trust your team. And the way our game is played, the way you can advance the ball, you always want to, figuring that in a game like that, it's going to be a close game, you always want to have a timeout or two in your pocket for the end so you can advance the ball.
Right.
But I trust my team. We got off to a slow start, but we really did crank it up and finished, you know, that quarter and then the second quarter just playing lights out defensively and build a nice cushion by halftime. And you're right, coming off an emotional game like we did on Saturday and then having to just turn the page against another great team 2 days later, I think it really showed some maturity and toughness and some focus from my team that I'm really proud of.
Talking hoops with Coach Graves, at halftime, you mentioned Gino Auriemma is not really a zone coach. Heck, I've seen tutorials on his one-on-one defense, but because, you know, they got a thinner roster, he had to kind of alter the strategy. But how happy were you with whoever it seemed you put out there, the way they just moved the ball and found those soft spots?
Yeah, we did. We played really, really well. You know, our guards were, you know, we attacked. We got to the basket. We got to the foul line. Sedona kind of controlled the middle of the post, you know, the mid to high post in both games this weekend. I thought she just did a terrific job, had a great weekend. You know, just you look at, we had so many positive performances throughout the weekend. You know, Shania Pinto, She played 24 minutes or 20, she played 26 minutes in the two games. She was a plus 24, you know, plus minus. She just impacted the game and only scored 2 points, you know, but defensively she was on point. She was great on the boards. I thought Philly came in and really gave us some valuable minutes in both games. I already mentioned Sedona. I think Tahina is looking more and more like the Tahina we know, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
And then to have someone like India, who, you know, she kind of struggled against Arizona. I mean, shooting the ball, but boy, when it mattered, and she, you know, she makes that last shot. So a lot of really positive things to point to this weekend. A lot of different players.
A couple final thoughts. Again, I want to get to the ESPN broadcasters. They made a really neat observation. You had your full roster available, and they talked about your players now finding their comfort zone, playing to their strength. So be it Maddie as a defensive stopper, Elisa Hurst spotting up for threes, how important has it been as your team comes together that your players not only know their roles, but they really seem to embrace them for the betterment of the team?
Yeah, well, I think it's big, and I think it's still going to take a few more weeks, several more games for us to really kind of get that down to the details. You know what I mean? We always talk to our players, don't necessarily embrace your role, execute your role. We don't necessarily want you to accept it. You know, you can get a bigger role or a different role, but execute the one that you have. And we had players do that. I thought Kylie Watson yesterday was terrific. You know, she rebounded the ball well. She ran the floor. You know, we knew they were shorthanded, so she sprinted the floor, and you're just making their centers work even harder. She was good around the basket. So, yeah, everybody is going to, you know, that's a work in progress, big guy. We still only have 3 or 4 games under our belt with everybody here. And so we'll continue to evolve, and I'm hoping by sometime in February, man, we're going to be clicking on all cylinders and be the team I know we're capable of being.
Well, I could attest to the fact for Kylie as a fellow Jerseyite, you could rely on us. We figure things out.
Well, she's Southern Jersey.
Yeah.
She tells me all the time that, you know, there's a difference. You know, I say, oh, you mean like Jersey Shore, that crew? Oh, no. They're further north. That's not us.
Yeah,
you know, and then you got the city Jersey people, you know, up near New York. She's down in Southern.
Yeah, she's an Atlantic City area gal. We consider them almost an extension of Pennsylvania. But
yeah, I fly into Philly when I go see her. Yep.
One of the things I wanted to close with is because I love a player in any sport. You know, if it's a baseball player and they strike out 4 times, they could still win the game with their glove. And yesterday, India was not shooting well, missed all her 3-pointers. But, man, to see how she was just playing defense out there and led the team in assists, I mean, that characteristic to kind of shelve what you're not doing well and find another way to contribute, it's pretty important aspect.
No question, and that's why I love Indy. I think she's going to have such a great rest of the year for us. She's a gamer, man, and like you said, yeah, she found another way to contribute, and that's what the great ones do. You know, there were nights when Sabrina, you know, struggled from the field, but she always found a way to impact the team in a positive way, and that's what Indy has been doing, and she'll get that shot. That shot's going to come around because she's an elite-level shooter. So that's why I'm really happy. You know, Niara, wasn't at her optimum all weekend. India was okay, and we were still able to beat 2 really, really good teams. So I think when we get this whole thing together and keep working at it, you know, I think we have a chance to be a really, really good basketball team.
Yeah, by the way, I told folks up to 12 in the net now, so you've got the attention. It's awesome. Folks, he's Coach
Graves.
Yeah,
now we need to go out and prove it. We need to prove that we're a legit team and win some of these next games we have.
Folks, he's Coach Graves, hopefully going to spend the weekend first in Seattle, then Pullman. On Twitter, use the handle @GoDucksKG. Coach, always appreciate the time. Congrats on the big wins. You all travel safe. And, of course, look forward to talking again next week.
All right, great. Thanks, Steve. It's always a pleasure, buddy.
All right, take it easy. Always a fun chat with Coach. Take a break, come back with more. 95.3 The Score.